heard some funny things happen with the children on stage, because we used to have to pick the children out. So we'd try and ask them on when they were going into the auditorium, you know, would you like to go on stage? Oh, no, no. Mum would be saying, oh, yes, yes, yeah. But obviously if they, you know, because they would back out at the last minute, so we'd always go and check at the interval as well, make sure that Johnny was going to go on when we needed him, you know. And sometimes we'd say, well, we'd always take the seat number so that we knew where they were sitting. So say, well, he'll be sitting in P3 on the stools or whatever. You go in to get them at the appropriate time to go on the stage, and they've moved to P27 because they're in a big group, so you know, you can't find the child. And oh, so that used to be a bit of a nightmare.
Did that happen quite a lot then?
Quite a few times. So we used to have to run round and try and look along the row and try and attract somebody's attention to say, is that so and so? That used to be quite funny. And then children, when they go on stage, we used to have to stand at the bottom of the treads to make sure there's no accidents or anybody falling down the steps. And I always remember one, well, I remember a few, but one little boy, he was so excited to go on. It would be, it was Russ Abbott, Peter Pan. That would be about 1996, something like that. And he was so excited about going on stage. He'd be about 5 or 6 years old. So looking forward to it, couldn't wait. And we put him on the stage, took him up the treads. But then he wanted to go to the toilet. And you can tell, can't you, when some child's hopping around or crossing his legs. But we had that a few times. And I thought, I'm going to have to get him off the stage because he can't. He's going to do it on the stage if I don't get him off. So I'm sort of mouthing to him, do you need to go to the toilet? Do you want the toilet? So he said, yeah. Trying to beckon him off the stage. Then Russ Abbott noticed me standing at the bottom of the treads waving to this child to come off the stage. And he said, well, does he need the toilet? I said, yeah. So he came off the stage and I picked him up and ran to the toilets with him because I thought, I've got to be quick because of the set, you know. So we ran over to the toilets and sort of pushed him into the toilet. And when he came out, he insisted on washing his hands, which obviously was the right thing to do. But I was sort of thinking, oh, hurry up, we've got to get you back on the stage. So we just ran back in and they kept the set going until he got back on stage, which was lovely because I thought I didn't want him to not miss his little performance on the stage and get his goodie bag.